the course of a lifetime, our friendships can make or break us, and that is the underlying theme in a new novel by author and former New Yorker Michael Haley. The novel is titled No More Dancing the Jig. Welcome, Michael, and congratulations.
Well, thank you for having me, Ms. Gomez. Pleasure to be here.
This is your first novel, correct?
Yes, it's the first one. I intend to write others, hopefully.
Tell me about the journey to getting this one done.
The journey begins in New York, where I was raised, practically born. I went there when I was like two or three, and I grew up in an integrated section of the Bronx where all of the young people that surrounded me were really fascinating. They seemed to have a greater maturity than the youth today, and it was, as I said, integrated all kinds of ethnic groups, Asian, white, black, Spanish, which is New York.
Mm-hmm.
And it was intense. They had feelings. They had, even then when I was 13, 12, it seemed like they had a sensibility. They were curious. We were excellent at sports and we loved to play. But when we sat down on the stoop, we communicated. We had dialogue about problems, the things that they were feeling, whether it was boyfriend, girlfriend, or just, why am I doing this today? How am I feeling?
Wow, you're describing a scene that's like a gourmet meal to so many kids today that they just don't get.
Yeah, I think, you know, as some would say today, it's the idea of sitting on the stoop and communicating is lost to a generation. And that helps growth. And it helped me to be a thinker about life. And it showed me the importance of getting information from others.
Well, from the Bronx, you went on to acquire your BA in economics from Columbia University and your MA in English from University of Massachusetts. You've also, as a single parent, you raised a daughter who is now a professor of women's studies at UCLA. So you have acquired quite a few degrees in there, including being a dad.
Thank you for that. And I would like to say hello. I dedicate this interview to my daughter, who is the best person that I have ever known. She's adopted an independence that I couldn't have dreamed of. But all of those experiences, getting the degree from Columbia, shaped me. Columbia taught me to be independent, taught me to be out in the world, sink or swim, and inculcated that into me. And then at UMass, I got an opportunity to investigate literary thinkers more so, much more so than I would have, and compare their works and their thoughts.
Where does this body of learning appear then? How does it surface in this book titled No More Dancing the Jig?
Well, the book itself, it has a lot of references, pop references that are very witty, and I think that people will find funny. It has also literary references in the context of the conversation. If they mention, sometimes the two women are talking and they talk dialoguing about Pope, Alexander Pope, or some of these others. And they say, well, isn't he the one who was gigoloing with these young, you know, girls, you know? So it's like it shows, you know, the background, my background, and it shows how I revere it. And then the book reflects also the thought processes that reading the works of the classic thinkers have put into my head, and the ability to just write words. The book shows a great love of putting down words in a pithy way. And I think I got that from Wolfe and George Eliot and J.D. Salinger and people like that. So I think it's reflected in the dialogue of the characters throughout and in the particular way that I wrote this book.
Now describe your protagonist.
She is frustrated in her life, obviously. She's looking for, as her ghostly double says, she's looking for a happiness too good for words. So once she's awakened that she needs this, she is frustrated in her life as a teacher, nonetheless. Mm-hmm. She rejects a noble profession, as everyone says. She rejects settling for normalcy in order to find the ultimate self-fulfillment. Mm-hmm. And that's brave. So she goes on an ontological journey. She wants to...
Would you define ontological for
me? Well, that has to do with finding the being, human being in the world, one's place in the world. Mm-hmm. That's the type of journey she goes on. It's her own, and I'm using the kind of big words, but it's her own...
No, I love them.
Her own eschatology, her own
yes.
destiny.
Mm-hmm.
And she is a Jewish woman, and there is this, the literary reference of the Dybbuk that is in Jewish literature, and it's described in the book. In conversation, she remembers a conversation from her mother about how the Dybbuk, the evil Dybbuk, holds one back, if it takes possession of one, and it makes one passive. So she remembered how her mother tells her not to accept this.
And where is the book set?
The book is set in a town that... is not particularly named, it's not named. No.
Mm-hmm.
I leave that to the reader's imagination.
Okay. All right.
But I don't think that affects the book that I didn't name a particular town. I think the protagonist and the people that she meets up with, the readers will enjoy those relationships and those dialogues.
I know that you have been a music critic for Billboard magazine and the Seattle Times paper, other publications. You've done some bit acting. It's fascinating that you would come here with this novel. Tell me what brought you to El Paso.
To El Paso, the journey was practical. I am also a teacher by trade, so I came here on a practical mission.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been part of my journey across the country since I left New York. I wanted to see other parts of the country. And El Paso is a fascinating part of the country.
Oh, it is indeed.
Because of its own ethnic flavor and how it has shaped and molded itself over the years. It has a particular point of view coming out of its populace.
Yes.
And it is nice to be here. And
well, it sounds like the kind of place that might inspire a second novel. We can only hope. My guest today, author and former New Yorker, Michael Haley. He is previewing his newly published novel, No More Dancing the Jig, by iUniverse Publishing. It's available through Amazon and at Barnes & Noble. Did you want to give your email?
If people want to contact me to get more information about the book, they can. The email is Plath, P-L-A-T-H, 1932 at gmail.com.
Thank you so much for coming in today. Congratulations and best of luck in distributing your new book.
Thank you.